Now you got Austin.
A land part of city interest.
Yeah.
To make their own trade show, so they attracted a whole bunch of existing fans. And they got a bunch of game publishers who were interested in their demographic to show up to. Things just worked out for them. They all look like rented from like Day Shine and one of the other ones that people want to the party and make sure they got this is like a shop. Sure, we would get tons of couches. Oh, yeah.
Like that's one of the.
I don't know if more couches is necessarily the solution.
What would be the solution? Sitting on cushions,
chairs. I don't personally have a problem with it, but people have a problem with sitting on couches. It looks like they're sat in a chair for a while. I can't see it.
No, but I always thought like the couches had this coffee house feel, like, you know.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I want to do a concert.
Even like if some like it'd be the ideal place for like one of those small like radio station type places to like set up like an exclusive 300-person concert.
Wow, that'd be awesome, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll just have one to go about doing that, and even if it did happen, I don't know if it would necessarily bring a lot of money or even fame to the Grand Bar. It's just, it would just be a place where that happens.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sure you fairly concerned about sustainability, like, you know, keep this going for a while.
Between Ottawa and Montreal, that sometimes is, I know it's not quite
people are touring somewhere, and yeah, maybe you could advertise that as like a temporary stop, so that like tourists who want to visit another city.
Yeah.
An hour's drive from each, that seems a bit long. When we went to Quebec City last summer, the campground we stayed in was 20-25 minutes to go to downtown Quebec City.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was like a provincial park and freaking gorgeous, like totally isolated, middle of nature. It was just a really nice, like a, there was this river that ran through the whole park. This is a ginormous self-contained paradise.
Mm-hmm. So an hour is, that's like you really have to like the place.
Yeah. Or like be willing to just stay there and not go to the,
you know, actually being out here, it's just like probably makes sense that the only market that responds to it would be, you know, more open, or because everyone else is in the city, those are just probably, you know, convenience, local, you know.
Yeah. Close to where they're planning on going and
around.
I'm sure there are plenty of people who would be willing to make the Grand Barn destination.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like this is a lot of
how to get that word out. That's
yeah.
The
I put
an article.
Yeah.
We can talk about, actually, we probably just on our site, we start talking about local stuff. And, you know,
or there's five people who are associated with that. I'm not sure they have a registry. Necessarily host like sister concerts or anything.
What kind of concert?
Like if a concert that is associated with
No, it would just be like, yeah, we would have our.
Make it more of a space.
Yeah, we just wouldn't. We wouldn't have an event at the farm. Ping pong there or whatever. And also take a phone. With that, yeah.
Yeah. Both my parents are on the board.
That's this is a pretty big deal. Like international. This seems to be a lot of, like, I've never heard of it.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty niche.
I prefer the associated sleeping market. If you rent out your place, just take advantage of the walls around.